This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. At the United Nations General Assembly meeting in New York this week, there's a new list of goals, and ridding the world of extreme poverty by the year 2030 is goal number one. And the World Bank, which sets the benchmark global poverty line, is expected to shift that line soon. In 1990, the World Bank first set the definition at a dollar a day. It's now $1.25, but in early October, the bank is likely to raise it to define extreme poverty as living on $1.90 a day, Marketplace's Noel King reports.
The global poverty line isn't an exact measure, but it does have influence. Abhijit Banerjee is a professor of economics at MIT. He says it helps set public policy.
Countries seem to be taking the view that people below this particular level, that's not acceptable, so let's do something about that. It was meant to be actionable.
So why is the World Bank raising the line? Valerie Kozel is a professor at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. She worked on poverty for the World Bank.
It's an effort to keep a global poverty line contemporary, to make sure it reflects conditions today.
Living standards are changing. She says 30 years ago, poverty meant not having enough food. It's different today. She's done a lot of research in Asia.
Poor people in Vietnam, many of them have cell phones, motorcycles, and television.
She says they're still poor because today those things are as necessary as food. I'm Noel King for Marketplace.